Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There is a report that the Trump peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will include Jerusalem as the capital city for both the Jewish and Palestinian states. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table with details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Word coming out of Israel from some of my sources, Israel is fearing the United States peace plan would include Jerusalem as the capital for a Palestinian state, but also the same as a capital for Israel as well. What do we know?
Well, Jimmy, Prime Minister Netanyahu made a surprise visit to Oman on Friday and then met with the Sultan there and others. That was part of the negotiations we're hearing about this peace treaty. President Trump stated earlier in the week that some of the things that are being developed will be not so pleasant for the Israelis. He said, they owe me, especially moving the embassy to Jerusalem, a big plus for Israel. But he said, we expect things in return, meaning that some of what they're going to demand is not going to be well received in Israel. And of course, having any sort of a Palestinian state with any sort of a capital in any part of Jerusalem is a very problematic proposition for the Israelis. And Netanyahu stated again this week that any state there would have to be totally demilitarized. Israel would remain the overall security chief, and that they could have every other function of a state except a military. Well, the Palestinians, I don't think, will ever go along with that. And again, I've stated this to you many times. I don't think this peace plan being developed will go anywhere. Certainly, there's no signs on the ground that it's going to. The PA remains extremely weak. We still have all this violence in Gaza. I just don't see it taking off. But the president seems determined to at least present the plan, and we'll find out exactly what's in it.
David Dolan with details on the Trump Middle East peace plan, which includes Jerusalem as the capital city for the Jewish state and a Palestinian state. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. This ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict is now focused on the city of Jerusalem. Both the Jews and the Palestinians claim Jerusalem as the capital for their state. Since there has never been a Palestinian state, it doesn't seem right that the Palestinians claim Jerusalem as its capital for their non-state. In the Bible, God gave the Jews Jerusalem as their political, spiritual, and eternal capital. That's recorded in 2 Samuel chapters 5, 6, and 7. The Jews say that it is their undivided capital which brings about the conflict. Jesus said that he had chosen Jerusalem, Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, to dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. That's the answer to this conflict. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...